be very good. It's an amazing claim, isn't it? I am the light of the world. What an extraordinary claim to make. And when you think about what light does, one thing it does is means there's growth, doesn't it? Nothing grows without light. But I've got on a crossword that's over there four other ideas about what light does. And I know Seth has got all the answers, but what we need to do is try and get to them before I have to ask Seth to bail us out. So can we have a go at one down? What does light do? Rescues us from something. Can we have a mic? I haven't got the handheld microphone. Alex? Darkness. It would be fine, but it doesn't fit, I'm afraid. Darkness doesn't fit in there. So there's something about in the darkness and what the light does, rescuing us from something else. I hope Seth's got all the right answers, otherwise it's going to be a long morning. Over here, William? The devil. The devil, it could be good, but that's a good answer, but it's not true, not right. Doesn't fit again, but there is a word in there that does fit. Oh, Alex is going to have another. Oh, Hannah first.
Danger.
Oh, well done, danger. Very good. We'll see it in a moment. Don't move it on yet because you'll get the rest of the clues away. But it also helps us to be something two down, beginning with W. And on that one, anybody want to work it out? Charlie?
Wise.
It is. So rescues us from danger, helps us to be wise. I'll show you how in a moment. And there's just two more to go. Three down takes away something beginning with F. And Lucinda?
Fear.
Fear, it is fear, absolutely. We know about that, taking away fear. And then the one across is that light helps to guide us. Seth, is that, where have you gone? Is that what you got, all those? Is it true, is it? Is he telling the truth? Oh, sorry, he is, of course he is. Can you give Seth a big round of applause? He got all of them beforehand, well done. So we should just see those, it's on there, that's what light does. And if we just see through the next slides, these storms have been in the last week. Even lighthouses today have a purpose, do they not, in keeping us from danger? And then on the next one there, we can know that light, we'll be really struggling to follow our service at the moment without light. We need that to help us to read, to see, to be wise, to read in the dark maybe. So we need that there. And it'll be even better when we've got the new lighting. Would be wonderful. This time next year, you'll be able to really see very well then, once the new lighting's in. So helps us to be wise. And then the next one? Yeah, you'd need a light on in there, wouldn't you? It takes away our fear. You wouldn't want to wander around that house in the dark. And who has not, in a dark corridor or whatever, put on the light? Because you make sure there's no bogeyman lurking at the end of the corridor or whatever. So it takes away our fear. And the last one, light guides us, doesn't it? I still, 20 years on, I can't get used to not being in suburbia where there are street lights. I go out in the streets around here and I stumble into hedges and things, and that's not with a drink, but honestly, it's because I can't see where I'm going, because I don't forget always to take a torch with me. And so you people have grown up here, you're used to it. But it guides us, doesn't it? We need light to do that. And now the incredible claim that, not incredible because it's believable, is that Jesus says, I do that for the whole world. I rescue from danger, I give you wisdom, I protect you from fear, and I guide you. And it claims all those things. So let's have the memory verse again, just to make sure we're all with this. And off you go again, eh? And so there's the verse, and then just see this on the screen again, the summary about it all, about the Holman Hunt picture, I am the light of the world there, famous painting, and the idea that Jesus is just knocking, just waiting to come into our lives. And we've got the summary there about takes away our, rescues us from danger, helps us to be wise, takes away fear, guides us. And what it's really saying is Jesus enables us to see God. Jesus would have known, it's a verse in the Old Testament, hundreds of years before Jesus was born. It says this, Psalm 27, verse 1, "The Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear?" That was King David who wrote that. So when he says, "The Lord is my light," Jesus says, "I am the light." Put it together, what is Jesus saying? I am God. And so only God can do these things, if you see it on the screen, obviously. But it's an amazing claim that Jesus makes. Well, why not just see God? Why not just see God? Can you see the sun? Can you look fully at the sun? What would happen? You wouldn't be able to see, would you? It's advised not to look directly at the sun. We'll be dazzled. Same with God, but all the more so. The purity, the wonder, the brilliance of God, so majestic in light, if we tried to see God, we would just shrivel up. We would just be blinded. We couldn't see. So light is mediated in the person of Jesus Christ. But nonetheless, we see God. We see him. We know what God is like when we see Jesus. He loves, doesn't he? He serves. He gives of himself time and time again. He's humorous. He's having lots of fun and as well. But we see Jesus and we see God. And then shows up our need. Our need. And again, God could not just come to you or me and just be with me and show up all of my need. Because again, I would disintegrate under the power of it. So it has to be mediated and has to be done gently. The Spirit, the God's Spirit at work in us, his light, sorting us out and changing us from within. And then the light that, like the sun, has that power, the Son of God, has power within us, changing us into his likeness. And this last slide here, one more slide after this one, but this penultimate slide, we saw this one last week, about this is what Christians believe happens without Christ, without the light of the world. And there should be another, yeah, that comes on there. Oh, it hasn't stretched quite across on this one, but never mind. There the verses are that God, we've fallen short of the glory of God, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. So whatever you're going through, and if there's a bit of darkness in your life, know that you can find light in Christ. Know that he is there, and that one day as you seek him, you will fully see him as he is truly. But I do recommend that you sort this out fairly quickly in your life. And as we're giving free gifts over this Advent Christmas time, do take them. They're by the door. There's one there that just very simply sums up the Christian message. There's another one there, again, very why Christmas, just very simply sums up the Christmas message. But you might like to take that and just read it. It's Matthew's Gospel, and it will take you very quickly from the birth of Jesus into his wonderful, amazing teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. So you might just like to sort that out for yourself and read through those and work through them. But to go on seeking the light, that you may know God and all those things that happen, and you will be changed, that you will be changed into his likeness as his love shines in you. So we better have the memory verse one more time. Just make sure we've got it, and off we go with A. What happened to C? You've lost heart over there. You'll have the light of life. But we've got the idea anyway. Amen. May this be true for you this Advent time and into Christmas. Amen.